Session to order at 5:30 on July 8th, 2019. Before we get to the business at hand with the city manager, you have before you the agenda for tonight's public session. Are there any changes to the agenda that anyone would like to discuss? Hearing none, let's turn it over to Mr. Rose and move forward.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, tonight we're going to do a presentation on the primarily the terms of the agreement that's being proposed for the termination of our agreement with the people for UCity people for dogs. Back in 2018, I was approached by a representative of the UCity people for dogs who requested if the city would be interested in absorbing that operation. And the reason for it was explained, as it was explained to me, was that they no longer were getting the number of volunteers that were needed in order to be effective in managing the dog park. And so I asked him to delay that for a couple of months until I was able to bring on board our Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Director so that we could do our due diligence to determine what the impacts would be. And so I will turn things over to Darren Dunkel to highlight for you what's included in the proposed agreement. Mr. Dunkel.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Mayor, members of council. The dog play area improvement maintenance agreement, it was created back in 2002 with UCity People for Dogs Incorporated, which is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. And as part of the agreement, the city would designate some property that we had on Vernon near Pennsylvania to be a dog play area. Also, as part of that agreement, that the city would cut the grass and remove refuse. All other maintenance would be done by the organization. Also, as part of that, the city would collect all the license fees for each dog as for the membership. The current fees right now are $40 per resident dog, $60 for non-resident. There are discounts if you have multiple dogs. Also, as part of this, the UCity People for Dogs, they would construct a fence and the other structures at the dog park area. They would establish the rules and regulations, and they would maintain the rest of the property and the improvements. Looking to terminate the original agreement, the city would take over the responsibility of operating the dog park. We would continue to collect all the fees, which we have been doing. However, we would keep those fees. We would also establish a dog park as a city park by ordinance. Right now, the property is not designated as a city park. It is just city property. So what we're asking is by ordinance is to make that a city park. As we move forward, and assuming that it would be this would be approved, we would be working towards establishing new rules and regulations, which would be adopted by ordinance so that we can enforce those rules and regulations, and we would maintain the whole dog park, not just the mowing and removal of trash, but we would maintain the fencing and all the other structures as well. The UCity People for Dogs would relinquish all their on-site assets to the city, and they are also asking as part of this that they would donate $20,000 to the city to construct a pavilion to be placed at the dog park. They have mentioned that they like the one that's currently placed at Queenie Park, just as an example, and so we would be looking into that as we move forward as well. The UCity People for Dogs, they would still like to be involved to a certain degree, but more just on a volunteer role basis to help us. If we run programs, we run the doggy dip at the pool, and there could be some other programs that they can assist in as well as we move forward. This is a picture of the pavilion at Queenie Park, just to kind of get a sense of what that looks like. And if anybody has any questions.
Honorable Mayor, if I might, there was one question I received regarding the impact liability-wise, insurance, and so wanted to respond to that. We checked with our insurance provider. There would be no additional cost for insurance. There is one fence out there that if we wanted to insure, it may be a de minimis cost, but outside of that, there would be no other expenditures.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Rose, I have two questions. The current organization is a 501c3. Will that be dissolved, or will they still have any type of legal responsibilities or actions?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, whether they dissolve or not will be up to the organization, but they would no longer have responsibility for the play area, the dog play area.
And then, thank you, and then the $20,000 that's going to be donated to the city for a construction of a pavilion, do we know what a total cost of a pavilion like that is going to be? So how much are we going to have to come up with to pay for that?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, the cost of the pavilion will be determined based upon the design of it, and so we will look to determine what can be built for about $20,000, unless the council directs different.
Thank you.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Rose, I have received a couple of emails, and several of us have, concerning a problem with rules and enforcement of rules. And so I'd like to know how what kind of rules we'll be making, how that will be enforced. And I have had some other complaints about the safety of various dogs. One person called me and said that her Great Dane, a puppy, was pretty badly injured. So it's not normally I would say great, but I do have some concerns.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, up under normal circumstances, most dog parks operate on a self-policing basis. You typically let all of the, because it's not new people that are coming, typically it's the same people bringing their pets to the dog park over and over. And my experience with it is they normally do a good job with policing themselves. If there is a situation where someone doesn't play well in the sandbox with others, or some dog, then I think government or our police would be able to step in. But I would hope that that is the exception and not the norm for us. And they will be working with our Parks, Recreation, and Forestry employees as well. We would certainly display what those rules are. We would have our officers add that to part of their routes that they patrol. So we would be going by periodically, but we simply would not have a permanent staff there during the entire operation.
Okay, and if may I follow up? So how many dogs could any one person bring in?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, that will be decided based upon what staff's analysis is as far as how many dogs we believe that park could accommodate. But we will work with your advisory board, the Parks Commission, to develop rules for the dog park if it's approved.
If so I understand that correctly, each owner can only have up to three dogs. Is that correct, or two? Two dogs.
I'm not sure what the rule is currently. I believe it's three, though. Three?
I think that the current rule is three dogs per
okay,
person.
Okay, three dogs. Mm-hmm. So,
three.
Pardon?
Three no, dogs. The lady, she's having a hard time hearing behind you.
Okay, I'll try to.
Three dogs is the limit.
Three dogs. Okay, so as you probably know, the discussion this afternoon was about dog sitters. Bringing in multiple dogs, more than three, and some of those dogs not being members of the dog park. So how do we handle those kinds of things?
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, I think that we will make some decision, or you actually as the council long term, based upon how many dogs can that facility accommodate and how many dogs can you reasonably manage while you're at that facility. I think that's the issue. It's not the number of dogs, but the fact that it would seem more difficult to closely monitor six dogs than it is to monitor three dogs. But I don't specifically know what those rules will end up being. Our intention is to work through the Parks Commission, have those issues vetted, because giving an opportunity for both sides to present. Mm-hmm. Maybe some people believe that they can effectively monitor six dogs, but have that issue debated and then bring it to the Marion Council with a final recommendation.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Clay.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Thank you for the presentation. Just a few questions. So, and forgive me if this was addressed. I apologize for being tardy prior to me joining the meeting. So currently, the dog park, dog play area is a membership organization, correct? So would that continue if it became a U-City park?
Yes, Councilmember Clay. Currently, anybody may visit the dog park if the dog has a tag on it for the dog park, and that may be purchased from our Department of Finance. So it's technically you don't have to be a member of People for Dogs. You just need to have a dog tag purchased from the Finance Department.
There is a fee associated with it. So how does that jive with, if not the letter, the spirit of parks? I mean, I go to Fogarty, anybody can go to Fogarty Park. You know, you don't need any sort, and we realize that you're bringing in animals, but speak to that a little bit, if you would.
Well, but this is more analogous to the golf course or to Centennial Commons or the swimming pool, where people do pay a fee to utilize those services.
Okay.
So to me, and really my whole thing here is, unless I'm missing it, we're only stepping in because the dog park folks need us to step in. This, the tenor of some of the emails that were acting as if we were wanting to take this over. I mean, I can assure you, to all the people in the room, the city does not in any way want to take over the dog park. We are accommodating a request by a group of people who no longer have enough volunteers to staff it. And so that's why we have been asked to step in. So there is in no way a desire by us to broaden
that.
Our scope. We are trying to accommodate our citizens who find the benefits of the park to be something that they want us to maintain.
Yeah. And I understand it's an amenity, but in making it a park that tethers us to certain obligations in perpetuity. And so another question is about the fee revenue and what that looks like.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, in initially absorbing it, we are keeping the rules consistent with what was in place as well as the fees. I think long term, you as a council will make a policy decision on whether you believe a fee is needed for that. I think we'll have better experience in what the maintenance for that facility will be long term and be in a better position to tell you or at least recommend whether we believe a fee is appropriate or not. But initially, we were presenting it just to give us a sense of this is how it has operated in the past. This is what we would recommend for initially absorbing it, and then make some decisions about rules and fees once we've taken it over. Because that will need to be discussed and vetted through the Parks Commission as well.
And with respect to the transition, there is an ordinance in place which establishes this area as a dog play area. That ordinance will continue in effect. The use of the dog play area is subject to the rules and regulations established by the city manager. Those rules were established back in October of 2012. They're attached. You should have it in your packet, the page with the rules. Those rules will continue until the city manager establishes new rules or the Park Commission recommends and the council approves the new rules. So we'll continue just as we've been operating. The only difference is the city will be responsible for the operation. We'll be collecting the money. But everything else should be seamless as far as the transition. We will have we've talked to the People for Dogs president, And we plan to have a transition meeting in the very near future to talk about what records they may have and operational issues so that, the transition will be very smooth.
Okay. And this went through the, I understand this went through the Parks Commission, and as we continue to revisit this, continue to go through the Parks Commission through our regular processes, that's correct?
That is correct. We'll continue to work through the Park Commission because that's the body that you have as an advisory for all of your parks, and this would simply become one of those.
Thank you.
My question is just in a general term, how many paying members or how many paying licenses are there out there?
Depending on the resident, non-resident, they're looking at somewhere around 300 as a ballpark.
Okay. Thank you.
Last year it brought in $14,800.
Any other questions from members of council? To the members of the public that are here, this is on the agenda tonight for a vote. So that meeting starts at 6:30. So if you would like to speak to this issue during the public session, you're sure welcome to stay and pick up a sign-in sheet that is over by the door to sign and speak on this issue. Are there any other questions regarding Mr. Dunkel's presentation?
I did have one more, yes. Mayor. I apologize. Yes. Just as a process point, so once, if this should become a park, can that process be undone at any point? Or if it becomes a park,
So this will be, assuming council passes the bill, it will be a dog park. The agreement that we have with people for dogs, the termination agreement specifically states that the city has no obligation to continue it as a dog park for any period of time.
Okay, just wanted to make
the city may, if there are problems with it, the city may take action, including no longer allowing that ground to be used as a dog park.
But once it's a park, we can't dispose of the land.
Correct. It'd be used for park.
Once it becomes a park, we can't dispose of it in any other way due to a...
Without a vote of the people.
Correct.
The question as to whether or not we're already at that point, though.
Correct. Absolutely.
So to Mayor Crow's point, it could cease its function as a dog park.
Correct.
But still remains park land.
Correct.
Okay.
We have on the agenda a closed session at the end of the open. Can we go ahead and go into close now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like.
Hearing no other business to come before, could we have a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, governmental body? Is there a motion? Motion by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there any discussion? Roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. We'll be back up prior to 6:30.